Hey, everybody. We're back. Alan Ellis here. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I misundercalculated the amount of time I had left in the last hour to read this little bit of news to you from the Maryland Horse Council. This is from the Equerry, which is their mouthpiece magazine, November 2014. Let me back up. And here's what they say under Legislative and Regulatory Committee. It was our campaign against a plethora of Sunday hunting bills, however, that put the Maryland Horse Council on the map as a powerful legislative player. We killed. That would be the Maryland Horse Council taking responsibility. We killed all of the statewide Sunday hunting bills and three county bills, Anne Arundel, Calvert, and Harford. We unfortunately lost the battle in the western counties of Frederick, Washington, Allegheny, and Garrett, but did force the Department of Natural Resources to comply with state law by seeking public comment before adding the authorized Sundays. There's more to that story, and if you'd like to read that entire exchange of letters between the Maryland Horse Council and the Department of Natural Resources, you're certainly welcome to visit MarylandHuntingCoalition.org. That's MDHuntingCoalition.org. And go click on Horse Folks versus DNR. You'll also be able to read the attitude of the Horse Council against hunters on the webpage called Horse Folks versus Hunters. Our primary opponent in the campaign to preserve safe Sundays, that's what they're calling their anti-Sunday hunting campaign, was DNR itself. Despite the fact that its own 2009-2018 white-tailed deer plan did not recommend Sunday hunting as a population control method and even included a public opinion survey showing that both landowners and the public oppose it, which isn't exactly true. DNR actively lobbied in support of Sunday hunting bills with very little backing from deer hunters themselves. Let me reread that quote. DNR actively lobbied in support of Sunday hunting bills with very little backing from deer hunters themselves. Well, what they fail to note is that 11 organizations, including trappers and waterfowlers and bow hunters and the entire western delegation of Allegheny, Garrett, Washington, Frederick, and Carroll, along with Baltimore County Game and Fish, along with Calvert County Sportsman's Club, along with Maryland Hunting Coalition, presented a signatory letter to the Department of Natural Resources on the October 8th stakeholder meeting, long before this ever came out. And the Maryland Horse Council representatives at that meeting were stunned because representatives of most of those organizations were in the room. And we stood in unison once that statement was read, and that statement can be also found on MD Hunting Coalition. I believe that is in the news section. It's a button on the homepage. And by the way, we're reconfiguring the entire website this weekend, so you'll be able to navigate it much quicker and see what is offered there across the board. So, DNR actively lobbied in support of Sunday hunting bills with very little backing from deer hunters themselves. Another reason that there were so horse council victories in 2014 this year was that the sportsman's community, hunters in particular, did not have an advocate there. We now do. Maryland Hunting Coalition has hired a lobbyist. And that's why we occasionally ask for your voluntary support so that we can fulfill the obligations of our contract and pay our advocate, our lobbyist in Annapolis. And you can see who that is, again, on Maryland Hunting Coalition website. The hunters are now mobilizing for the 2015 session and are publicly saying that their goal is to be as well-organized, well-funded, and well-represented in Annapolis as the Maryland Horse Council. Well, two of the three we've got. We are well-organized. We are well represented in Annapolis. The unfortunate part is we are not well funded. And on it goes. And we'll put some of this stuff on the website when the appropriate time comes about the Maryland Horse Council. But keep in mind, they are one of the opponents of hunting here in Maryland. There is a new, well, we heard about a new threat yesterday, and it was a Maryland another Maryland organization, and I've warned you about this group before. It's called Maryland Votes for Animals, okay? And Maryland Votes for Animals, their website is www.voteanimals.org. Former Wildlife Advisory Committee member Joe Lamp, Dr. Joe Lamp, noted animal activist, is in charge of that. And the what we understand now is that Maryland Votes for Animals is coming out against Sunday hunting. They're aligning themselves with, I believe, the Horse Council. And so we've got somebody else coming out in opposition of not only Sunday hunting, but Joe Lamp is rabid anti-bear hunting campaigner and anti-bow hunting campaigner. So, folks, we've got a lot of obstacles out there. We've got a lot of opposition. We've got some people that have some money behind them that support these endeavors. Keep in mind the Humane Society of the United States, their pockets are pretty deep with $200 million. They're coming after us for a lead ammo ban. We understand the Sierra Club is joining them in that endeavor. We understand that Mayor Bloomberg's group now is coming after the hunting firearms and is looking to put in Maryland one of the test cases because of our very tough gun laws here. They are seeking counsel to pay for their own lobbyists to come out against Maryland hunters by having all long guns, firearms, shotguns, rifles that you use, you can buy across the counter with a 4473 background check. They want to regulate all long guns so that you'll have to wait 7 to 10 days just to buy a hunting rifle or a shotgun. We understand that that campaign is coming to Maryland, actively seeking a lobbyist. That would be the Bloomberg Mayors Against Gun Violence Group, whatever they call themselves. I don't even know. So we've got a lot of issues, and Maryland Hunting Coalition is going to be called into play. Now, we have, again, our lobbyist there. But, and this is probably the last time I'll say this today, we do need your help, and we do need your support. Now, there is a raffle going on our website this weekend, our first one, and it is a three-man guided goose hunt on Maryland's Eastern Shore provided by Sean Mann Outdoors for the month of January, and you can buy a ticket. Tickets are $20, three for 50. Anybody who sends a contribution through our website, on your credit card, through PayPal, automatically gets entered in the drawing for, you know, if you send us $20, you get one ticket. If you send us $50, you get three. We'll mail you the tickets. We'll mail you the numbered tickets. That's first prize. Second prize is your choice of either a muzzleloader, a Turkey Thug shotgun from Mossberg. Muzzleloader is a CVA Optima, our sponsors here on the radio show, or a Marlin 25-06 high-powered rifle, bolt-action rifle with a 3-9 power scope. Tickets, again, are 20, 3 for 50. The drawing will be Christmas Eve. So how'd you like to get that email or phone call? You've just won a guided three-man goose hunt. Pick out two buddies, head to the Eastern Shore, work it out with Sean Mann Outdoors, the details of the day you can go, and the trip is free. So check out our website. Coming up this weekend, check out our Facebook page. I think that goes on tomorrow at noon. And you can act appropriately. We accept checks, too, at our post office box in Sykesville, post office box 451, and that's zip code 21784, Maryland Hunting Coalition. So the Horse Council and others are actively trying, piece by piece, bit by bit, to destroy hunting here in Maryland. They don't mind killing of deer. They want all the deer killed. Trust me. They do. They don't want to hit them with their BMWs and Mercedes. They don't want to hit them, you know, somewhere outside of Annapolis or some gated community where they live. That looks ucky, icky, yucky if you hit a deer and it's laid alongside the road. And you can do tremendous damage to your expensive vehicle. Okay? They want the deer killed because they support farmers. And the farmers don't like deer, so we don't like deer either. So we want farmers to be able to, you know, more effectively kill way more deer than hunters ever can. And we don't see Sunday as a management option because we want to ride our horses on property next to you, and if your gun goes off, you might scare a horse. That's what the Safe Sunday program's all about. And bow hunters, by the way, you're not guilty either, because you shoot your arrows willy-nilly all over the fields where we ride, and our horses step on them, and they injure themselves. Nobody's ever provided any evidence of that, but it's a good argument. So keep in mind, the anti-hunting sentiment in Maryland is alive and well. And we now have a solution. And you've heard me talk about it. So there you go. By the way, the only person that does get compensated in the Maryland Hunting Coalition is not the directors, not the officers, not the advisory board, but only our expenses for marketing, things like brochures, business cards, pamphlets, raffle tickets, the things we have to have printed, and the only guy that gets paid is our advocate in Annapolis. Let's talk to Jack in East Point. By the way, if you call in, all you got to do is give us your name and number, and you're in the muzzleloader drawing. Then you got to go on the air and say hi. So, Jack in East Point, how you doing, buddy? What's up?
Hi. My question is about crop damage.
Yes, sir.
Crop damage permit. What kind of firearms can you use doing bows? Is it in a shotgun county like Harford County? Can you use a shotgun?
Some counties are weapon exclusive to the season. Other counties have different regulations. For example, even in the shotgun zone in Frederick County, there's a program now that allows farmers to use a rifle, high-powered rifle. In the two southern Maryland counties of St. Mary's and Charles, a bill was passed, Senate Bill 966 was passed last year to allow people with crop damage permits to use shotguns from the first day of, basically year-round, first day of archery season all the way through to the end. And they also extended their deer season in St. Mary's and Charles County to the date of March 29th. All of January, all of February, and all of March is deer season in those two counties.
Okay. On Harford County, the farmer gave us permission. He's using a rifle. Are you allowed to use a rifle in a shotgun county for a crop?
No.
Hello?
No. I just said the answer is no.
Oh, you can't do it. Okay.
No, you cannot.
Oh. So shotgun is okay on bow season?
Again, you have to check the local regulations. You have to check the conditions on the permit. Did you read the permit?
Well, he has it posted on the inside of his barn up there where he goes hunting.
Are you registered as an agent?
Yes.
All right. Then you need to check the conditions of the permit.
Oh, okay. All right. Each one of those varies then.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. I thank you for your information.
Unless you're a deer cooperator and have taken the test as a deer cooperator, if you haven't, and if you're just an agent on the permit, then I suggest that you. I strongly suggest that you check the conditions of the permit.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the first time we've ever done this.
I understand. Are you taking does?
Yeah, well, he wants us to shoot the does first, at least three before we go take a buck.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? You're not allowed to kill a buck on a crop damage permit.
Oh, is that right?
That's correct. Huh?
I didn't know that one.
Let me ask you something, Jack.
Uh-huh.
You got to know the conditions of which you're allowed to hunt, okay? So
yeah.
If you're on a crop damage permit and you're shooting them with a shotgun and you're not allowed to do that, you're in violation. If you shoot a buck and you're not allowed to do that, you're in violation. You see, it's not a blanket deer killing permit. You have to read the conditions of the permit, and you have to abide by not only state law but the local law there in the county as well. So if it's a shotgun county, you're not allowed to use a rifle unless it's specified, like in Frederick County. Okay? So if you have any questions, my suggestion is you to call the Department of Natural Resources, talk to somebody there, get the permit number, tell them who the landowner is, get the permit number, and ask them what the conditions are.
Okay. So I've got four other hunters that are giving all information. Everybody's wrong then.
NRP could roll in on you any day, any time, when you're in the field. If you got a deer down and you got a rifle in your hand, or you got a shotgun in your hand, or you got a buck on the ground that you killed on a crop damage permit, and you're done. You're cooked.
Okay. That's what I called in today. Everybody, they're out hunting now, and I think I'm just going to scratch this morning and find out the truth of what's going on.
I'd certainly ask the farmer to see the crop damage permit.
That I will. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, if you're on an agriculture farm, that's one thing. If you're on a tree farm, that's another thing. There are different conditions for different crop damage permits for different jurisdictions.
Yeah. Well, this is an apple orchard.
Well, then it's possible that you could take a buck because they damaged the trees. But again, check before you kill.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I appreciate it. I thank you for that information.
All right, Jack. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye. Pretty simple. Know what you're doing before you do it. Hey! I've never put together a gas stove before or taken one apart. I think I'll just tear into it without looking at the instructions. No? I see a connection over there. Hand me my torch. All right. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got to take a break. What's my first live commercial that I have to do? Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Clyde Sports Shop. What can I say? Been around since 1957. They know the ropes. When it comes to firearms, they know the rules. They know the procedures. They know how to get you your handgun. They know how to get you your regulated firearm. Shotguns, rifles, no problem. I like to talk to you about Browning because they love Brownings, and they're the largest Browning dealer that I know of. Full-line Browning dealer. Get you anything you want. Shotgun, they've got it. They've got the A5. You got to talk about the A5. It's a recoil-operated shotgun. It's a semi-automatic or auto-loader, if you want to be politically correct. It comes in 3 and 3.5-inch magnums. 3 inch is great. I mean, that's what I've been shooting for years, and I haven't met a duck or a goose I couldn't kill. But that's your call. If you think 3.5 is great, go for it. They have them available in both models. 100,000 round, 5-year guarantee on the brand new A5. That's the humpback. It's back. That's right. It comes in wood and blue. It comes in black synthetic and it comes in camo. So you can check all that out. Deer season right around the corner. You need a high powered rifle for a crop damage permit. The ABolt 3, the AB3. Has a $100 rebate and available in all popular deer calibers. And they've got the ammunition to match, too. So why not stop down and see Clyde Sports Shop, get your license. If you need a scope mounted, it's time to get that done. Deer season right around the corner. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop website, clydesports.com. Chesapeake Outdoors. I lost my sheet. That's what happened here. Chesapeake Outdoors. Well, of course I'll tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Exit 39B, Dominion Road. Now look, it's still duck season. Goose season coming in next week. They do waterfowl picking. Very convenient. You can drop off your ducks or your geese. You can go shop around the store. You can head out to lunch. There's a couple little places close by. You can head out to lunch, come back, pick up your ducks and geese, and head home. But I recommend you stop and look around the store. They've got a full complement of Drake and Under Armour waterfowl camo, deer camo, too, if you need it. They've got all the accessories for muzzleloader, for shotgun, for rifle, for archery, a lot of deer hunting and waterfowl hunting accessories. They've got the largest selection of waterfowl calls in the region. Where's this wonderful place located? Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right across the Bay Bridge. On Kent Island. It's called Chesapeake Outdoors. They're friendly and knowledgeable staff will help you find what you want. Get your license. You can stop in. You can walk around and look at all the great fishing stuff. And you name it, they've got it for hunting. First choice of hunters and anglers on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Chesapeake Outdoors, 410-604-2500. 604-2500. $2,500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with the nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, new location, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Information, opinion, passion. We think you can handle the truth. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so lose my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together.
The Turtles, Happy Together. Saw them in concert. You don't even remember the Turtles. Have no clue, do you? No, Bethany, you were... yeah. I think it was 65, 66, 67, somewhere back in there I saw the Turtles in concert. They were with the Vogues. They were with Spencer Davis. And then the next night, the concert series continued, and Sonny and Cher were there. How about that? How about that? I'm old. Andy in Catonsville, then Chris in Baltimore. Good morning, Andy. How you doing?
Good. Hey, those are nice folks over there at Chesapeake Outdoors.
Yep.
Nice store.
Yep.
Yeah.
So what's up?
Did they ever consider on the contest lowering the size on some of the fish?
I've asked them that every year I've been involved with it. Which one do you think they should lower?
Well, I mean, we used to catch a lot of croakers and all, but I haven't seen a 17-inch croaker in I don't know how many years.
Well, yeah.
You know?
I know.
And I just thought that maybe it would get some more to, some of the fish get some more to kids into it. I mean, not that it's wrong, but it really, just like you said last year, was it 70% were stripers?
Yeah. Well, 740-some stripers were checked in over 40 inches. But how many 9-inch crabs can you find?
The biggest crab I saw was in your from what's his name over there in Graysonville.
Oh, yeah, that, 10 3/8 or 10 5/8 or
Hunter's crabs.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You know,
yep.
There used to be some. Well, I don't know when you were before you came or over on Pratt Street, old O'Breckies. There used to be some big ones up on the wall.
Well, J.O. has some of the biggest ones I've ever seen too. If you stop in down there, they've got them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yep. But, all right, Andy. Anything else, buddy?
No, that's it.
Appreciate it. All right, man. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Now we got Chris in Baltimore. Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's
I'm
up?
I'm not driving. I'm pulled safely off this side of the road talking to you right now. I wanted to make a comment on the gentleman who is hunting on the
crop
damage permit you're speaking of, and he was concerned he didn't know if he should take a buck or not. We always found it a good practice to already be a licensed hunter. If you have your license, then isn't that your fail-safe if you took the buck that came by before you took your does on that crop damage permit? Then you could check it against your own license.
Not if it's bow season.
Well,
and you're shooting with a rifle in Harford County, that ain't happening for you.
Right. If you're hunting with the correct, bow season.
Right.
Shotgun county, that sort of thing. Of course, we would always abide by that.
Yeah.
That's the fun of it. And that's just the comment I just wanted to make. If you already have your license, and of course, if you're hunting
with
in the weapons appropriate season.
Sure, yeah, I understand it.
Then that's your fail safe in case that buck comes by and you still have to take a doe or something. So that's all.
But
that's
I appreciate that. But isn't the whole premise of crop damage permits to manage the farm for the hunter?
That's true, and you're doing him a favor, but also you have a place to hunt too. And that's a great thing too. A lot of times we'd be on, we call it clubs or something. You'd be on a farm with a lease, and you're paying the guy in the first place, and then you're using your license, and waiting, and then getting your ducks in a row, getting your two does before you can take a buck, and that sort of thing. Having a place is a big deal. You know, you should be paying the farmer almost.
Okay. Chris, I don't. I don't want to get into a tremendous debate about recreation.
And neither do I. I just wanted to make comment on that. If the guy, we felt it's a good idea to just also have your license, because you're probably going to hunt on other farms too, or in other public land or something, and you're a licensed hunter.
I agree with you 1,000% that you should be a licensed hunter. I agree with that 1,000%. The biggest complaint I hear from farmers who have crop damage permits is that all the hunters want to do is kill a buck.
Well, right.
And they don't manage.
They don't take the
amount of does that are needed. The farmer goes, yeah, a guy shot a buck on my farm. It was a nice buck. But I go out in the evenings and there's 40 deer in my soybeans.
Right.
So why is that guy there? If he's not willing to kill the does, I'm not going to put him on my crop damage permit. And the hunters say, man, I don't want to mess with a bunch of deer. That's why we have the Doe Harvest Challenge. That's why we have Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. We have a great donation program. Is it inconvenient to shoot a couple of does and dress them out and put them on your truck and take them to a processor? Yeah. But what good are you doing? You're creating goodwill for the farmer. You're helping the deer herd. There's no downside to it other than the fact that some of these guys just want to shoot bucks and want to forget about the does. You got to take care of the farmer who's taking care of you.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I don't want to continue on with any more of that. Just to be a licensed hunter, I think, is a good idea.
All right, maybe, Chris, Chris, you brought it up, so I'm expounding.
Okay.
Thanks, buddy. See you. Good luck.
Time.
Yep. Wes in Westminster. Good morning. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
Hey.
This is Josh.
Hi, Josh. How are you?
Good.
You're our muzzleloader winner for the month of October, aren't you?
I am getting ready to go hunting.
Well, good for you. Going out on Youth Day, are you?
Yep.
Where are you headed? Carroll County?
Yep.
Good for you. Did you get your muzzleloader in the mail?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, it's real nice.
I thought you'd like it. Now, what model did you get? Is it blue with a black stock? I mean, is it black with a black stock, or what is it?
It's camo with a camo stock.
And what kind of metal? Is it stainless or black?
Stainless or black? It's a stainless steel barrel.
Stainless steel barrel with a camo stock. You know what? That's pretty close to top of the line in that series, that Optima. That's a nice gun. That's a nice gun, and we thank CVA for sending that out.
Yeah, it's the
V2. Yeah, you too. All right. Well, look, you have good luck today out there, okay?
Thanks.
All right, buddy, and send us a picture if you get one, okay?
Okay.
All right. Tell your dad I said hi.
Okay.
All right. See you, Josh.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
you gotta love it. All right. What do we want to talk about next? I know. We don't have to take a break just yet, do we? Do we have to take a break? Should we take a break? Okay. All right. Let's talk about something here. Let's talk about the Maryland Fishing Challenge. What do you think? We can do that. I talked about some of the folks that got stripers over 40 inches here in the last few days or weeks, and some big white perch out there in the area. That's the kind of stuff that's going on around the bay, and there's some, you know, there's some big fish being caught out west too. I don't know if you guys remember Butch Ward or not. Butch Ward was from Hagerstown area, Hagerstown somewhere out there. Clear Spring, maybe, I don't know. But Butch was one of the preeminent smallmouth bass fishermen on the Potomac River, Upper Potomac River. He had many, many big smallmouth bass over 20 inches, and he loved to fish the river. And he said, I don't hunt. You guys at deer hunt. I'm out there fishing in November. That's when I catch the biggest fish in the river, the biggest smallmouth in the river. I'm just saying, it still applies. November's a great time to fish the river and catch big smallmouth. No question about it. The 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge is underway. You could win great prizes like the grand prize boat, motor, and trailer rig from Bass Pro Shop or thousands in tackle from Bill's Outdoor Center, prizes from sponsors like the World Fishing Network and Under Armour. Late fall, great time to hit the freshwater streams, lakes, and rivers. All manner of fish load up on calories for winter. Trout, nice trout fish in western Maryland, walleyes on the Potomac, and Deep Creek, northern pike in the west, to largemouth and smallmouth bass in our great river system and the local impoundments. The bay has some heavy hitter rockfish out there, too, and all you have to do is go fishing. Believe it or not, wintertime is a great time to catch a big catfish, too. Now, if you're lucky enough to catch a Maryland award-sized fish and certify your catch in an Angler Award Center and enter online, you're in. It's that easy. There are more than 60 species of fish in freshwater, the tidal rivers, and Chesapeake Bay, and on the Atlantic coast to qualify. So stop by your local Angler Award Center, check the fishing rule book, visit www.dnr.maryland.gov for all the details in the 2015 Maryland Fishing Challenge and the Angler Award Program. That's www.dnr.maryland.gov. Are you feeling lucky? Chesapeake Outdoors, located on Ken Island. First choice of anglers and hunters on Ken Island. That's right, in the area. You know why? Well, they offer a lot of services that others don't. They have firearms, anything you need for waterfowl deer hunting. They have a full complement of bows and crossbows. I mean, crossbows from names like Carbon Express and Excalibur and Parker and Mission. They carry the great Matthews bows. Matthews, believe it or not, Matthews just came out with a new bow. Remember the old slogan for Matthews, what made him famous? Matthews Solo Cam? Well, Matthews just came out with the No Cam. Round wheels. The guys that have shot it just love it. You can check one out at Chesapeake Outdoors, I'm sure. But if you kill a duck or a goose and don't want to pick it, pluck it, skin it, whatever, take it to Chesapeake Outdoors. They'll take care of that for you. That's what they do in waterfowl season. They take care of cleaning your waterfowl. That's right. Drop it off, go to lunch, come back. You know, they'll get it for you. Get it done for you. They'll brush out your goose. They'll pluck your duck. They're great duck pluckers from what I understand. Yes, and they do have the largest selection of waterfowl calls and clothing from Drake and Under Armour. Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off Route 50. 410-604-2500, 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
After a dry start to this weekend, there will be some changes heading from Sunday night into Monday as some wet weather develops. And if you think it's cool this weekend, wait until Tuesday. That's where our high will knock it out of the 30s. Not too bad, though, for you today. Under a clear sky, the high should top out around 45 degrees. And then tonight, clouds will increase with the low dropping to 32. Partly to mostly cloudy through Sunday with a high near 47. Showers develop into Monday with a high in the upper 40s, and then dry, windy, and cold Tuesday with a high only reaching the low 30s. I'm Jeff Maher from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is the Wall Street Journal Report. I'm Marcy Norton. Anna was supposed to be the star. She has the most lines, songs, and love interests in the blockbuster Disney film Frozen, and she ultimately saves the day. But at the cash registers and in playrooms, Anna's older sister, Elsa, a withdrawn, reluctant queen whose powers to freeze nearly doom Anna and the rest of her fictional Norwegian village, is winning the popularity contest. Elsa products are expected to dominate sales this holiday shopping season, just as her flowing, sparkly blue gown and long blonde braid wig ruled Halloween night over Anna's modest calf-length dress and sensible boots. Walmart, which carries some 700 Frozen-related items, expects the Snow Glow Elsa doll, which talks, sings, and lights up, to be among its biggest holiday sellers. Disney was caught off guard by the overwhelming Elsa preference. The company initially expected the sisters to be equally popular. One psychologist says Elsa is outselling Anna because firstborns rule at everything. This is the Wall Street Journal Report.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I did. I'd been putting off getting life insurance, but then my best friend's husband died. I saw her struggle emotionally and financially, so I called AIG Direct. I was shocked to find a $250,000 policy for under $14 a month.
Call now for a free no-obligation quote and save up to 70%.
1-800-895-2949. That's 1-800-895-2949.
Congratulations, Buck Baum, on your 10th anniversary. Buck Bomb works all season long with its downwind full coverage particulate dispersal spray. It's the easiest and most effective deer scent delivery system. Choose Ambush, Doe Pea, or Vanilla Curiosity scent. And Buck Bomb is your choice for the rut. The traditional Doe and Estra spray is still number one to attract bucks. The detonator is a canister with a wick that holds any Buck Bomb scent. Hang it on a nearby limb and bring the bucks close. When you're done, simply roll the wick into the canister for another day. The no-leak O-ring seal prevents any scent from escaping. Trigger the detonator with the igniter, a 4-ounce bottle of liquid Doe and Estra scent. This potent combination is your best bet for the rut. Visit your local Buck Bomb retailer, order online at buckbomb.com, or call 1-866-850-6653. The Buck Bomb blows away traditional scent products. Hunt smart. Increase your odds with the Buck Bomb.
Hunters, you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2014 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Your favorite radio station, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, is now available on your iPhone and Droid. Check us out at WCBM.com.
Yes, some folks say I'm a simple kind of man. I love the outdoors, eat my beans from a can. I like hunting, fishing, don't care what the tree huggers say. I learn more about life sitting out in the woods or on the banks of a river when the fishing's no good. And if I go home skunk, well, hell, I still had a good day. 'Cause if I can't go hunting, I'll go fishing. If I can't go fishing, I'll be wishing that I find something fun to do before I call it a day. Yeah, give me my gun, a fishing pole. You might find me down at the fishing hole. I put the line in the water, watch a bobber go floating away.
Okay, we had a caller off the air who wanted to know where he could find the rules for hunting. Is that what he said? Okay. Well, we're going to accommodate him here. We're going to start with the 60-page, 64-page guide to hunting and trapping, Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping, and we're gonna give him the rules for hunting. Okay, you ready? Page 7, new regulations for 2014-15. Maryland has instituted an antler point restriction on some, but not all, of the antlered white-tailed deer a hunter may take statewide. No more than two antlered deer having less than three antler points, 1 inch or longer on each antler present, may be taken during per license year. This applies to Region A and B. See pages 32 and 39. The antlerless white-tailed deer bag limit has been reduced from 3 to 2 per license year in Region A. See page 38. A 3-day winter wild turkey season has been added statewide. Rifles are prohibited in all counties during this season. See page 23. Millington Wildlife Management Area will now require... You see, the rules for hunting require a 64-page magazine. Well, they really don't, but there's, you know, about a third of it or so is advertising. So you got to go to your local sporting goods store that sells hunting licenses and ask for a book of regulations. That will instruct you on how to get a hunting license by first taking a hunter safety education course. It's a long process. You don't just go buy a license and a gun and go shoot something. It's a process. It's a training program. Then it's a test. Then it's a licensing. Then it's woodsmanship. And once you get all that stuff done, then maybe you can take a deer or a turkey or a goose. But you got to know the rules and go through the procedure. By the way, thank you, Ann, in Annapolis, for your contribution to the Maryland Hunting Coalition. We greatly appreciate it. We saw that come through on email just a moment ago. And, Ann, you are the first entrant in our Christmas raffle. So you could possibly win a three-man hunt for waterfowl with Sean Mann Outdoors sometime during the month of January. Or second prize isn't bad either. Your choice of a Turkey Thug shotgun from Mossberg, a Marlin Bolt Action 25-06 with a scope on it, or a beautiful stainless steel camo stock CVA Optima V2 muzzleloader from CVA. So those are what's up for grabs in the first raffle, first fundraising raffle for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And the details will be on our Facebook page tomorrow, and the updated website will be online hopefully by Monday. But keep checking, and you'll eventually see that online. So, are we going to take another break? What was that? Who did? You got... Gary taught you that? That means break? I thought you were shaking your fist at me. Yeah. Or you can just come and say, we need a break. Okay? Either one. All right. We'll take a short break. And I know, you know, we didn't take any phone calls during that little segment when I keep prattling on. It's what happens. I just talk too much. But it's, after all, a two-way talk show. And if you don't call and we don't have a conversation, apparently I haven't inspired you even to call in to get in the muzzleloader contest. So we've got to tell you about our sponsors who bring you this show, so you go there and support our sponsors so that you can keep listening to me. amazing how that works. One of those great sponsors is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Been around a long time, been friends a long time, been a customer a long time. Great Browning firearms, including the A5. They reintroduced the A5. It's available in 3 and 3.5-inch chambers. It's an autoloader shotgun, recoil-operated system. 100,000-round, 5-year guarantee. Go see them at Clyde Sports Shop. There are other autoloader shotguns that Browning makes, up to 10-gauge. There's a BPS pump in every gauge, a great beginner shotgun, even available in 20 and 12-gauge deer models. And the A-Bolt 3 has a $100 rebate. So don't mess around. If you're trying to get ready for deer season, you need a new scope, they've got them. They've got Nikon, they've got Leopold, and they have, what's the other one? Anyway, they've got some great optics there at Clyde Sports Shops, too. If you need to scope mounted, they'll take care of that, too. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Everything for hunting, everything for fishing. Why not give them a call? 242, that's 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Stop by if you need a box of steel shot or, you know, whatever. They got the ammunition as well. Clyde's Sports Shop. That's what you're looking for.
This is Alan Ellis for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, spray-on bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service, just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners, with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface, is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer, blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner from Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie's new location is 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
The last verse of that song makes me cry every time I hear it. I'm glad we don't play it here now. You can listen to it if you want. If you want to cry, it makes me cry. Let's talk to Jim in Middle River. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
Not a lot. I'm working at Peach Bottom 6 at night till 6 in the morning, so I'm just now getting home and getting ready to go to bed.
So you finished your last coffee a few hours ago, huh?
Yeah. I got to stop doing that early.
Yeah, I guess you do.
I'm sorry I missed you when you were at Baltimore County Fishing Game.
Are you a member up there?
I'm a member there, but I wasn't able to be there because of working.
I hear you. I understand.
And now I'm at Peach Bottom. I got my hunting license from Maryland. I got one for Pennsylvania.
You're all set.
I'm all set. All I got to do now is have an opportunity where I don't have to work.
Exactly.
Working 12-hour days, forget about going hunting.
Well, I know that, Jim. And you know, I'm glad somebody's out there working. I'll tell you. I went to work for myself, and I only work half days.
Yeah, well,
it doesn't matter which 12 hours I pick. I mean, I can work from 1 in the afternoon to 1 in the morning, or I can work from, you know, You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you write your own schedule, and I'm a little envious of that. But, you know, I'm an iron worker, and I don't get the chance to do that.
I understand.
So, yeah, you know, it's like you got to do what you got to do.
You got to make it when you can make it, brother, though. That's what I'm saying.
That's it. Make hay while you can.
That's right.
It sounded like you were lacking somebody to call and talk to you, so I...
Well, you jazzed me up, man. Of course, you know... Bethany plays Green Beret, wants to make me sad,
oh, yeah.
So I need somebody that, you know, can pick me up for the day. No,
well,
I'm already picked up.
I hope I help you out a little bit.
You did.
Well, that's good.
And I got five minutes or so to go, then I'm headed over to pick up my grandson, and we're going to spend the morning and the rest of the morning and the afternoon till dark in the deer stand, and I hope he kills that big 10-point that's up on the farm. I've got a strategy.
Oh, I hope so, too.
Yep, we'll see. I've got a scent and decoy strategy that I tried the other day, and it did not spook any deer. We got one off of it. The big boy didn't show up, but I'm going to keep with that. I'm going to stick with that scent strategy and decoy strategy. Huh?
I said it sounds like a plan.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, good luck at it.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Okay.
See you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Here we go. There goes Ed in Parkville. Good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Ed calling get into the muzzleloader challenge, but I'm out here working in Perryman.
Well, we're not going to let you in. We're not going to let you in the muzzleloader contest.
No.
I'm just kidding. You're in.
I'm standing out here at the job site and right next to this cornfield and actually working, but I'm standing here looking at this 8-point buck, which and I had a gun.
Oh man, doesn't it always happen like that?
Yeah, it's pretty though.
Yeah, they are pretty. Yep.
Yeah.
They are pretty. So
there's about five deer out here, and one of them's an 8-point buck.
Yeah, is he running those does around?
Just out here, just walking around eating. That's all he's doing.
Really?
Yeah, he ain't really paying much attention to him.
Okay. Well, that's intel I needed to hear. Now, where are you, Baltimore County?
Yeah, Perryman, Maryland, in Aberdeen.
Oh, Aberdeen. Ooh.
Right along the proving ground.
Okay. That is good intel to hear. So.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. I appreciate that, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, man. Thanks. You have a great weekend.
Thanks.
And you're in the contest. Don't worry about that. See you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Is that music I hear in the background? Are we winding it down? Woo-hoo! I'm going hunting today with my grandson. I'm not even taking a gun. I hope he keeps me awake this time. All right. Folks, join the Maryland Hunting Coalition, mdhuntingcoalition.org. And now get out. Stay out, and with those kids, stay safe.
The statewide Doe Harvest Challenge returns. By donating your female deer, you could feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $500 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions with 20 chances to win in each region, plus junior hunt days drawings. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card.